T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Welcome to the movement on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Old pirates, yes, they rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom, 'cause all I ever have, redemption songs.
News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
Redemption songs.
Tough gong. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Okay. You black, you back. News and Talk 1380, WAOK. All right, in the studio with me, I got the people, man. This, if there's anybody in the A who is qualified to talk about this subject, these people are in this room right now. The first person that I'd like to introduce is CEO of Woman Wife Entrepreneur Network. This lady was born and raised in the Bahamas and is a current resident of the Bahamas. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, put your hands together for Anastasia Lewis. Along with her in the studio, this brother is the new president of the Atlanta Carnival Band Leaders Council. He's DJ and host of the Authentic Caribbean Radio Show, the only syndicated Caribbean radio show in the U.S. This brother is an international DJ. His name is DJ Chigga. And finally, friend of the movement, dear sister, sister beloved, she's also a part of the Atlanta Carnival Band Leaders Council. She's the public relations officer, and that's put on by the city of Stonecrest during Memorial Day weekend. She's a friend of the movement and sister beloved. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Imani Marley Husbands. And the Marley, you know what that means.
Right.
You don't get no more authentic, okay? So we here. What's good, sisters and brothers? I know when I say what's good, that's just a greeting, because I know that, you know, what is good that many, many people's lives were spared, but the reality is that many lives were lost. And there's still 2,500 people or so that are unaccounted for,
right,
in the Bahamas.
And not just lives, but livelihoods also.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that still are alive, but they have lost everything.
Yeah. And that's actually unfathomable. I mean, I wouldn't know what to do. As someone said, I wouldn't know whether to scratch my watch or wind my hind part. What do you do when everything that you worked your whole life to accumulate, you lose it all within a 24-hour period, 48-hour period? It's
unimaginable.
It's just devastating. Mm-hmm. Anastasia.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. You don't look like you've been in no hurricane, but I can tell that there is a sense of loss that is just associated with your presence now. Talk about how you're feeling Can we do that?
We can do that.
How are you feeling?
I'm right feeling now? A sense of hope.
Okay.
Because as long as there is life, mm-hmm. there is hope. Mm-hmm. I do believe that God has people on the face of the earth assigned mm-hmm. for times like these because we are his hands extended.
Yes.
So it's me. Mm-hmm. It's you. Mm-hmm. It's all of us. We have a lot of work to do.
We do.
Yes, we do.
We got work to do, and yes. we got to pull it together.
We have to pull it together.
As Bob would say, we got to get organized. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? We need to organize ourselves around the issue before us and not be distracted and sidetracked by the foolishness that's going on in the White House and kind of just put our collective thinking caps on and go in our collective pockets and right. pocketbooks.
Right.
And do what's right. Do the right thing.
Right.
You know, the thing is, what would you want if you were in the same position?
That's right.
That's the question I ask myself just about on everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? How would I feel if that happened to me? What would I want? What would I need if something like that happened to me and my family?
Well, having lived through two hurricanes, both Category 5, Hurricane Hugo and then Hurricane Marilyn, first thing you wake up in the morning after the storm has passed, mm-hmm. it's devastating because you have no lights, you have nothing running except for water out of your home. Mm-hmm. Your clothes are gone, there's no food you can really salvage to eat. So your first thing you sets in is, oh my God, is this real? Then sets in the depression because you have nothing. Where can you go? You can't get off the island because the planes aren't running yet.
Right.
There's no U.S. or motherland support as yet because they haven't mobilized as yet. So mm-hmm. you're really on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Then it comes to cleaning your own home up and then checking on your neighbors, see who lived and who didn't live, who has food, mm-hmm. who doesn't have food. You start rationing mm-hmm. together. What can you salvage to eat every day? Mm-hmm. Then you compress to go downtown to the main area to find ice, water, perhaps some tissue, perhaps this creature comforts. Even a piece of cold anything is a treat after a hurricane. Mm. Then it comes when the aid does come, where can it go? The airport has been destroyed. There's nothing on your back except what you had in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you have really nothing. And after living through Hurricane Marilyn, people who left the Virgin Islands, which is where I came from,
mm-hmm.
We band together and to support, to send back home.
Mm-hmm.
And the things you wouldn't think of outside of the kerosene lamps and outside of the gas are things that people do need. Feminine napkins, baby wipes, adult diapers,
yeah.
the things you don't cross your mind on an everyday basis.
Yeah.
Band-Aids. After hurricanes leave, water sits and mm-hmm. festers. So what happens is you get ringworm because it's just agents mm-hmm. in the water. People mm-hmm. have ringworm. So you need cream for that. Small things, silly things, little kids' games, little water guns to keep the kids' spirits up, yeah. little books they can learn because school is really close. So what do yeah. you do then?
Yeah, I was just thinking about, you know, rubber bands, you know, something rubber like bands. Rubber bands for your hair. You
That's
know,
right.
Hair care products.
And you know, we can go on yeah. and on and on
so
and
folks
on
need
and on.
Everything.
Every single thing that you can
When you
think
ain't got
of.
Nothing, you need everything.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
My goodness. All right. Look.
So we got to focus.
Yeah. Look.
Keyword
focus. Let's go to a break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna continue our conversation. And one of the things that you said to me off air, Anastasia, I want you to say on air, because while temporary. Shelter, a temporary status here in the U.S. is being declined or denied. Our sisters and brothers from the Bahamas by the White House, the reality is folks don't really want to come here no way. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks just need a little relief. No one wants to move here. Hell, I want to move there.
Paradise.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be black in a minute with more of this thing called the movement. Don't you move, okay? We're having deep conversation today on a Jazzy Thursday on the movement. The name of that one is Hurricane Season by Trombone Shorty. He recorded that in the wake of Katrina. 404-892-2703. Welcome back to the show. In the studio with me, Amani Marley, husbands Anastasia Lewis, and DJ Chigger.
I said Chigger.
I like the way you say that.
Right? Well, you know, that's closely related to one of my favorite words, but I can't say it on the radio. I'm just a black man. I can't help myself, man. I'm just who I am. 404-892-2703 is the number. Lines are lit. And I'm coming to some of my callers. I just wanted to make space for my guests to just speak, to share. On the other side of the break, I was asking you, I was saying to you that I wanted you to talk about the reality that people from the Bahamas don't have a desire to immigrate to the U.S., but people need relief in the midst of the devastation, you know?
That's right. The Bahamas is considered the place where God lives. It is paradise. The relief that most people want to come to America for is because they lost their homes, you know, just to get away, get a break. Mm-hmm. You and I know it's better in the Bahamas. We all know that. Mm-hmm. You know, there are very few Bahamians that will give up their citizenship. Very few. We are very proud of our country. Mm-hmm. Very, very proud. Mm-hmm. We are a very, very awesome nation that is loved all around the world. Mm-hmm. And so our mandate right now is just to rebuild paradise. It is awesome. And if you do your history, and not just so much history, and if you talk to people who have gone up in space, and when they go up in space, and there is a point in the entire world that they looked down in space and saw the most beautiful place in space, guess where that was?
The Bahamas.
You better believe it. I need y'all to understand that.
I've been there. That's where I made my first child.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So,
for real.
For real. So, you know, I'm telling people, you know, if God allowed me to miss Dorian, that means that the mandate is great. And so I'm here to assist the community, the community. And the relief that they need now is generators, because if they have generators, they can cook. They don't have to stand up on the long line. Okay. So I need generators. I need building supplies, because if there are 20 people in one house, if you got some sheetrock and stick and peel and all that stuff, then they can go and repair this house. And so 20 people don't have to be in this house. That could lessen to probably 5 or 6 if we can get those stuff done. So that's the immediate help that's needed now. Toilet tissue. Oh, my God. Who would have thought? We need loads and loads of toilet tissue, underwear, you know, snacks for the children, shoes, socks, men and women's clothing, you know. And I tell people, you know, go to Walmart, get me some new clothes, because you know what it is for somebody who's distraught to give them something old, you know, that can even put them in a worse state. You know, you could imagine a new outfit on your body. How are you going to feel? Something new. You know, all the children, all the back-to-school supplies, they're just gone now. And parents just shop for back-to-school. So that's gone as well. So there's so much things to get. And no, we in the Bahamas, we wear uniforms to school. Mm-hmm. So all the uniforms gone.
Right.
The shirts, the pants, you know. So it's so much, much. The portable
schools are gone, I would imagine.
Some of the schools are gone, yes. Yeah. Some of the lumber yards are gone that supplied the lumber and the sheetrock and all that sort of stuff. They're underwater, so we need those building supplies.
Let me ask you.
Where are the people at Lowe's and Home Depot? We need to partner with them because we need them.
Mm-hmm. Were they listening? Let me ask you this. Because the video that we see, the feeds that we see coming from the Bahamas show utter, total, and complete devastation. Were there any areas in the Bahamas that were salvaged or are salvageable? Any homes, any structures that still stand?
There are a few that's still standing. Mm-hmm. They're still standing. Bear in mind, we're talking about two major islands, Abaco and Grand Bahama. Those are the two islands that were the most devastated in the storm. You know, we are an archipelago of islands, and, you know, everybody thinks the Bahamas is just Nassau. No.
Right.
No, we have 700 islands and keys, so we have other. So if everybody, you shouldn't come to the Bahamas. No, you need to come. We have Eleuthera, that's beautiful, Exuma. We have so many other islands you can go to in the Bahamas. But we have two major islands that need help right now, and they're number two and number three. Nassau is the capital.
Right.
And then Grand Bahama is number two, and Abaco is number three. So we're talking about number two and number three that need help.
Okay.
So, right, that's what we're talking about.
All right. DJ Chigga.
Yes, sir.
You've been around the world doing that thing you do on the Wheels of Steel, Sound Blaster, you know. Talk about your experience in the Bahamas and how you think that people who are listening to the show can best respond.
Well, to be honest with you, I only been to the Bahamas one time.
Shame.
I need to go back. And,
So we on even keel because I only been once myself. Shame.
I didn't make any children.
But though. I got a baby.
I didn't make any children, though. But the people in the Bahamas, the Bahamians, are some of the friendliest, nicest people that you can ever meet. There's a large Bahamian community right here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Brooklyn, but I never met a Bahamian until I came to Atlanta, and it was them that invited me to their beautiful island. I tell you, it's very beautiful. So it takes me back to know that huge chunks of the island, of the islands, are gone. So I just got an education. I didn't know there were 700 islands.
but you know, when Sister said, Sister Anastasia said that the feeling that she has is hope. I can resonate with that because the information that's being shared right now, the education that's going on,
right,
is going to be beneficial moving forward in the future. But people need to know. More than what we know, because you know some people think that the Bahamas is just one island,
right?
You know,
right.
And that one island was totally wiped off the map.
Right.
There's still large portions of the islands that are still intact.
Mm-hmm.
But you were mentioning earlier, Anastasia, we need generators,
yes,
hot plates,
yes.
Clothing, food, and
building supplies ASAP.
Yeah. Imani, and this is something that we're not looking to the government per se to provide.
Right. This is a community effort.
We got everything that we need to repair and rebuild the Bahamas. It's just in your pocket.
True.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's going to become important for us to go into our pockets and pull out what is necessary to be able to make the transformation that is necessary. Imani, tell me how we can be helpful.
Well, the Atlanta Band Leaders, Atlanta Carnival Band Leaders Council is going to have a supply drive fundraiser event on October the 5th. It's a Saturday. And we're going to be over at Covington Highway.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. That's Covington Highway.
From 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Caribbean Savory Restaurants. Parking lot.
Right.
So we're
4086 Covington Highway.
Exactly. And we're going to we're partnering up with the Bahamian Consulate General, Sister Roll, and Vice Counsel Charlene Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
They're located at 2970 Claremont Road, Bahamas. Okay. Consulate GA at bahconga.com if you want to help them out directly.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be there collecting all the supplies you can give us, clothing, batteries, whatever you have to give us, we'll collect those and bring them to the Bahamas Consulate.
Okay. And if you can't make it that day, you can always drop them off before and after.
Okay, at the same place, at the Caribbean Savory Restaurant?
Yes, that's one of several locations that you can make your donations.
Okay, we need canned goods, adult and baby diapers, flashlights, batteries, cleaning products, sanitary items, body soap, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes. And as Anastasia said, we need generators, We need hot plates. We need building supplies. And whatever you bring to the Caribbean Savory restaurant, they will package it and make sure that it gets to the right people in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, then, 404-892-2703 is the number. When we come back on the other side of the break, I will be taking your calls with any questions that you might have for my guest. 404-892-2703 is the number. Dorian Relief is what this show is all about today. And this is a good cause for you to get behind. All right, I'm your brother. I see you on the other side of the break. Second hour's in the can, man. I'll be back on the other side of the break with more. But the Blackest Show on radio is the movement. Black talk the hard way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.